So I'm joined by Chris Dimitriou. Could you just introduce yourselves to us, please?
Yes, I'm Chris Dimitriou, a senior pastor of Cornerstone the Church in Walton-on-Thames, right opposite the station.
Wonderful. And we were going to have a chat about the fact that there's a government decision to close churches during the new lockdown. And that's this new restrictions state that places of worship will be closed, with some exceptions, including for funerals and formal childcare. You're obviously quite upset about this. And can you explain to me why you're taking action against this?
Well, I mean, we're not upset. I think we're disappointed that the government has gone back to using this strategy because it's totally unconstitutional. Do you know that in all of history, churches have never shut down? We've had plagues and wars and all kinds, famines, and the churches have never been shut down. So we did challenge the government a few months ago, and they backed off. But we didn't see it through. This time we're going to see it through so that they can't use the same tactic over and over again. Because, you know, we're here to help people, and a lot of people are being negatively affected by this.
And why is it so important that churches stay open, do you think?
It's a place of solace and refuge for a lot of people. They don't get any fellowship except when they come to church, and they feel part of a community. We care for them. Before, when the first lockdown, if someone was thinking of committing suicide, we weren't able to visit them, which is not right. Now they're saying you can have groups, but you can't worship. So if we had, illegal substance group, let's say people that are hooked on various things. If we had a group of 60 people, that would be okay, but we couldn't worship. So there is a lot of contradiction, and it's not helpful because there are people that are seriously influenced by this.
I can see why that must be very difficult for you. Is it not a dangerous time for people to congregate? Because obviously we're being told to socially distance. What's your opinion on that as an answer?
Well, we've done a great deal to make churches safe places in which all have been able to gather in a supervised and disciplined way. And that's a lot of cost and a lot of effort. So if social distancing and wearing masks and sanitizing and that doesn't work, then what does work?
My next question leads me on to the steps that you're taking to reduce possible infection transmission. What are you doing? I know you said it was a lot of money being spent, but can you give me a little bit more detail about what you've had to do in order to keep your doors open at the moment?
Well, churches have to sanitize the whole building before any event takes place. That's at their own cost. We have social distancing. Fortunately, it's a large facility. It's a very modern facility, so we can socially distance people. Of course, families can remain together, but and still have 120 come to church. And when they arrive, they register, their hands are sanitized. If they haven't got a mask, we'll give them a mask or face coverings. We have a special place for the vulnerable, which is upstairs, and they are separated and they can go upstairs and still enjoy the service. We've thought everything through according to the regulations, but also health and safety, because it's up to us to take responsibility, and as a pastor of the church, I need to make sure that everyone is safe. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I wouldn't suddenly take a risk with people's lives.
Of course not. Of course not. My last question to you is that your last action forced a government U-turn. Are you hopeful that this will happen this time around?
They've not given us much time. I think they will. They will see the light, if you like. We have got a lot of people all over the country writing to their MPs. The MPs have the right to ask the government, if you're following, science, what evidence do you have that us doing what we're doing and having worship services the way we have been doing will affect the R rate? There's no evidence, and no one is held accountable for the predictions people make. We need to, do what we do best, which is care for the community, be there for them, feed them, clothe them, if they have serious issues, help them with those issues. But we need to keep the community strong, and people don't feel, safe when they're at home on their own. In fact, mental issues, as you know, are on the increase just because there's so much fear-mongering and not a lot of answers. And I believe the church is part of the answer, not part of the problem.
Chris, thank you very much for your time. I hope you and all of your congregation stay... Chris, thank you so much for your time. And I hope that all of you and your congregation stay safe and well through the rest of this pandemic.
Thanks, Emily. It was a pleasure speaking to you.